This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast for Monday the 23rd of May, after a weekend in which all eyes were on the Saitama Stadium. Urawa Reds came from 2 goals down to draw 2-2 with Kashima Antlers, but it's a result that does little to lift either of the struggling giants away from the lower reaches of the J1 table. Well, starting with that match in Saitama, and it was Kashima fullback Daigo Nishi who opened the scoring with a deflected effort on 13 minutes, before Chikashi Masuda justified his selection ahead of the out-of-form Mitsuo Gasawara by doubling the visitors' advantage just past the hour mark. But this prompted Reds manager Zeljko Petrović to introduce substitute midfielder Hiroyuki Takasaki, who immediately reversed the flow of the game with a powerful strike from just outside the Antlers penalty area. The home side were level just 2 minutes later, on loan forward Mazzola opening his J-League account from a tight angle at Hitoshi Sogahata's near post. The Brazilian was later sent off for a second yellow card, but too late in the day to affect a final scoreline that leaves Urawa third from bottom with only 5 points, and Kashima just 1 place higher on goals scored, albeit with 2 games in hand. Kashima Reysol remain the surprise table toppers after underlining the legitimacy of their spectacular return to J1 with a goalless draw at champions Nagoya Grampus. Vegalta Sendai, predecessors to Kashima as winners of J2 in 2009, are in second place after maintaining their unbeaten record with a 1-0 win at Montedeo Yamagata on Sunday. A Masashi Ogoro brace completed a first-half romp at the Nissan Stadium as Yokohama F. Marinos eased into third with a 4-0 victory over Vanfore Corfu. Jubilo Iwata were another side to race into a 4-goal lead, eventually winning 4-1 to move up to fifth and condemn hapless Avispa Fukuoka to a 7th straight defeat. Vissel Kobe continued their impressive run of form with a 1-0 win at home to previously unbeaten Sanfrecce Hiroshima. Midfielder Hideo Tanaka, on as a replacement for the injured Masatoshi Mihara only moments previously, found space to accurately fire the game's only goal in off Shusaku Nishikawa's right-hand post from 25 yards. With Kobe rising to 4th and Hiroshima now in 6th, not one of the current top 6 finished higher than 7th in the top flight last season. Cerezo Osaka warmed up for tomorrow's Asian Champions League encounter at City rivals Gamba with a thrilling 3-3 draw at home to Kawasaki Frontale. The visitors surged into a 2-0 half-time lead through Koji Yamase and Takuro Yajima, thanks in part to an unconvincing display from goalkeeper Kim Jin-hyun. But Cerezo fought back with 2 goals in as many minutes from Hiroshi Kiyotaki and Rodrigo Pimpou. Yu Kobayashi scored on the breakaway to restore the Frontale lead midway through the second half, but an own goal by the unfortunate Yusuke Tanaka secured a 5th consecutive league draw for the hosts. Gamba acquired a late winner from J1 top scorer Adriano to maintain their 100% home record this season against Arborex Niigata. The Brazilian pounced to fire home his 2nd of the evening after Masaaki Higashiguchi could only parry a shot from Takashi Usami. Adriano had earlier opened the scoring after just 8 minutes, but Akira Nishino's side were pegged back by Michel with a quarter of an hour remaining. Elsewhere, Shimizu S-Pulse recovered from their humiliation at the hands of Vissel Kobe last weekend in fine style, with a 4-1 stroll away to Omiya Ardija. Well, the Osaka Derby in the last 16 of the AFC Champions League kicks off at 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening at Banpaku. The tie will be a single-legged affair, with extra time and penalties played on the night if no winner is decided after 90 minutes. I'll be back soon with news on that derby and other stories from home and abroad. Until then, thanks for listening.